USA Radio News.
The U.S. received more than 100,000 Ukrainians in roughly 5 months following Russia's invasion of Ukraine. This fills President Biden's pledge for providing a temporary safe haven to those deported as part of the largest refugee exodus since World War II, according to government status obtained by CBS News. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security has confirmed over 100,000 Ukrainians' arrival, saying that the objective, quote, was never a cap. The Homeland Security Secretary also stated that DHS will continue to welcome additional Ukrainians in the weeks and months to come, quote, consistent with President Biden's commitment. This is USA Radio News.
Guys, what's the first thing you notice when you look at a photo of yourself? If you said you're receding hairline or bald spot, Keeps can help you change that. Keeps has clinically proven FDA-approved hair treatments available online. Whether you're looking to prevent hair loss, stimulate hair growth, or take care of the hair you have, your Keeps physician will help you select the right products and develop a personalized hair-saving routine that works for you. It's easy. No waiting rooms or pharmacy visits. Keeps is delivered straight to your door at about half the cost. Half the cost. And if you have questions, you can message your Keeps doctor 24/7. If those balding jokes are wearing thin, join thousands of guys who have saved their hair. Visit Keeps.com/Doug Steffen for 50% off your first order. That's KEEPS.com/Doug Steffen. Keeps.com/Doug Steffen.
Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser has asked the D.C. National Guard to be activated indefinitely to help the district respond to an influx of illegal immigrants arriving by bus. Bowser's request to Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin and President Joe Biden comes as more than 150 buses from Arizona and Texas have brought more than 5,000 migrants to Washington, D.C. in the past 3 months.
We think they're largely asylum seekers who are going to final destinations that are not Washington, D.C. I worked with the White House to make sure that FEMA provided a grant to a local organization that is providing services to folks. But I fear that they're being tricked into nationwide bus trips when their final destinations are places all over the United States of America.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Russia will start the process of leaving the International Space Station program after 2024, but the exact timing has not been set. That's according to the head of Russia's space agency. A salad company has been recalled.
Two brands of salad mixes are being recalled by Dole because they may be tainted with a poisonous plant. The plant in question is called Hairy Nightshade. 16-ounce packages of Simply Nature Organic Spring Mix are being recalled. So are 5 and 11-ounce packages of Marketside Spring Mix. The potentially dangerous packages were sold at retailers in Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, and Tennessee. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Prosecutors in singer Shakira's ongoing criminal tax fraud case told the court that the Colombian superstar should face an 8-year and 2-month sentence if convicted of tax fraud. Among with a lengthy prison stay, prosecutors also urged a 20 million euro fine. Shakira is being charged with failing to pay the government 14.5 million euros in taxes between the years 2012 and 2014. Shakira has opted to move forward with the trial. A date has not been set yet. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.